The only way you're going to build muscle is put pressure on those muscles. Stress them. Put a little tension on them. That's how you get stronger. And every time you stand for God at work, it builds your character and it builds your faith. 2 Timothy 1 verse 8, you must never be ashamed to tell others about our Lord.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the audio broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Have you ever felt pressured to make choices that don't align with your values? Well, the truth is, we all have. As we continue in this series called Unshakable, which is based on the life of Daniel, you'll discover how to live for God no matter what comes your way. In just a few moments, we're going to tell you about something called the Verses of Hope Box. This beautifully designed and stylish vegan leather box is filled with artfully illustrated scripture cards that will daily restore your sense of hope when life gets the best of you. You can take a sneak peek just by going to PastorRick.com or by texting the word daily to 99000. Right now, here's Pastor Rick with part two of a message called, Will You Stand Strong for God Publicly?
So Daniel's got a decision, okay? You know, I could wimp out, I could give in, I could cave in. Which do you think he chose? Well, let's look at what he did. Verse 10 up here on the screen. Now, when Daniel learned that the new law had been signed, what did he do? He went home, knelt down to pray as usual in his upstairs room with its windows wide open toward Jerusalem. In other words, I'm not going to hide this. This is public praying. He goes where he's done every day for years. He goes home to his house, kneels down to pray, goes in his upstairs room, windows wide open toward Jerusalem where he'd come from. And he prayed three times a day, just as he had always done his entire life, thanking and praising God. So this is exactly what the enemies wanted him to do. So Daniel's enemies go together to Daniel's house to catch him praying and asking God for help. So the satraps have caught him in a trap. Now, my question here is this. Why is this guy unafraid to do this? He knows the law can't be changed. He knows that it says if you pray in public against any god besides the emperor, you're going to be thrown in a pit with a bunch of hungry lions. Why is he not afraid? Why is he unafraid to stand out? Why is he unafraid to speak up for God at work? Because I know a lot of Christians who are afraid to stand out at work. And I know a lot of Christians who are afraid to stand up at work. And I know a lot of Christians who are afraid to speak up about their faith at work. They're not Daniels. They're not Daniels. Why is Daniel able to do this? Well, I've looked at the text, and I'm just going to summarize it for you. Write these three down. Here are the three reasons. And if you want to have more courage in your life, if you want to be a more courageous man of God, you want to be a more courageous woman of God where you work, you're going to need to do these same things that Daniel did. Number one, he remembered that God was faithful in the past. He remembered that God had been faithful to him in the past, in the test of life. Now remember, he's already been through eight major tests already. And in every one of those tests, he won't back down. He stands for the truth. In fact, every single one of the tests we've looked at before really could come down to this question. Will you stand strong publicly for God? And every time Daniel goes, yep, 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 and yep. And he's done, he has a habit. So he remembers, God took care of me when they said, you have to eat our kind of food. Well, I didn't do that. And God said, God took care of us when they said, you got to bow down to the statue of Nebuchadnezzar. And I didn't do that. And God took care of me when I had to deliver bad news and say, you're going to lose your kingdom. And I could have lost my head for delivering bad news. And all of these different tests, every single one of them, he remembers that God had been faithful in the past. When you start to get scared, like, what will people do to me at work if I stand up for my faith or my values or my morals or my ethics, if I do what's right, I speak the truth, and you start to get afraid, remember how God has taken care of you in the past. Second thing, second reason he was unafraid. This is a secret of courage. He had a conversation with God 3 times a day. He had a conversation with God 3 times a day. That verse said he knelt down to pray as usual. He prayed 3 times a day, just as he had always done his entire life. Question: do you think if you prayed 3 times a day, you had a conversation with God 3 times a day, every day of your life for 82 years, you might be stronger in your faith?
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the audio broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Please stay with us because there's a lot more of our series, Unshakable, coming right up.
Thanks for joining us today here on Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. As Christians, we know that in order to live for God in the most meaningful way possible, we need His Word deep down in our hearts. Right now, I'd like to tell you about something called the Verses of Hope Scripture Box. This vegan leather box is filled with full-color, artfully illustrated, and inspiring scripture cards, along with graphically designed 4-color lined cards for your favorite Bible verses, personal notes, and observations. This resource will daily restore your sense of hope when life gets the best of you, when you're looking for answers to difficult questions, or when you just need to be refreshed in the Lord. The Verses of Hope Scripture Box will help you get on the path to a more Christ-centered life as you fill your mind and heart with His Word. And because this stylishly designed study tool looks so great, you'll also be adding a bit of flair to your office or living space. It's a great way to start a conversation with people around you about God's Word. Limited quantities are available, so act now to get your very own Verses of Hope Scripture Box. Just go to PastorRick.com or call 800-600-5004. That's PastorRick.com or call 800-600-5004. Thanks so much for your support.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the audio broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Once again, here's Rick.
Do you think if you prayed 3 times a day, you had a conversation with God 3 times a day, every day of your life for 82 years, you might be stronger in your faith? Any possibility that that might have an impact on your confidence? That you might be less insecure? That you might be more immune to the disapproval of other people? That you don't fear rejection? If you don't get anything else, get what I'm about to say, because this is the message in a sentence. The secret of standing strong is kneeling often. The secret of standing strong is kneeling often. The more you kneel in prayer, the more stronger you're going to stand when the heat's on in your life. The secret of standing strong is kneeling often. He had a conversation with God 3 times a day, every day for 82 years. He knows God. He's not worried about what other people think or might even try to do. And God has been faithful to him in the past. And then there's a third thing that kept him from being shaken by this. He wasn't shaken by it at all. He just goes home and does what he's done for the last 82 years. He doesn't even, wince about this new law. And the third reason he was unshaken is he knew the rewards were greater than any risk. Is it risky to break a law? Yes. Will there might be punishment? Yes. Could he even lose his life? Yes. But as Peter and the apostles said to the Sanhedrin, we must obey God rather than men. Now, friends, this is an important text because as America continues to change, there are going to be some laws that you just can't abide by. And you're going to have to decide, okay, am I going to be like Peter and the apostles? We must obey God rather than men. What is Daniel doing here? He's doing passive civil disobedience is what he's doing. He said, I can't obey that law. My number one allegiance is to God. I can't put anything before God. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. This is passive civil disobedience. He said, I'm going to go home, I'm going to throw open my windows, and I'm going to pray in public. Who opened the windows? Daniel did. He's not hiding. He's not going, ooh, I might get in trouble. Ooh, I might get put in jail. Ooh, I might, something might bad might happen. I could lose my job. Somebody might look at me crossways. He knew that the rewards of doing the right thing were greater than the risks, and that doing the wrong thing would be devastating. He was not shaken. Now, I want us to look at the benefits of standing for God. Let me just say this. Anytime, if you struggle with fear, listen to what I'm about to say. Anytime you want to defeat a controlling fear in your life, any kind of fear, anytime you want to defeat a controlling fear in your life, maybe the fear of disapproval or the fear of witnessing or whatever, what you need to do is minimize the negative possibilities and maximize the benefits of doing the right thing. You need to get your eyes off of, well, this could happen, this could happen, this could happen. I could lose my job, I could lose my salary, I could lose my reputation, I could lose. Minimize the negative possibilities. This is an act of faith, and maximize all the benefits. I got a letter a few weeks ago from a person who said, you know, Rick, I feel guilty and yet worried about the fact that I know I'm supposed to be a witness at work, but I have never, ever told anybody at work that I'm a believer, that I'm a Christian, that I love Jesus. Never told anybody, and I've never invited anybody at work to church. Never. And this person said, I have mixed emotions in this. I feel, you know, fearful that what would happen if I did, that I might lose my job, I might get demoted, not get promoted, and on and on and on. But I also then come home and feel bad about me. Because they said, in the letter, it said, shall I dare say it? I feel like a coward. And says, there, I said it. I feel like a coward. And said, can you help me on this? Well, that's what this text is all about. How do you stand strong publicly for God? And one of the ways you do it is you start focusing on what are the benefits. Okay, so if I don't want to be shaken when people start coming against me for my faith, as happened with Daniel, it's going to happen to you. I doubt you're going to be thrown into the lion's den, but you can be ostracized and you can be gossiped about, and there are a lot of things can happen to you. And we know people who are losing their businesses because of standing firm on a Christian value that they hold to. How in the world do I stay strong? How do I not be shaken when society is changing around me? You remember the benefits of doing the right thing. You remember the benefits of standing for God. I'm going to go through these real quick, so write quickly. Number one, standing for God is a victory over fear. Every time you stand for God at work, in the community, with your neighbor, with a friend, you have a victory over fear. I don't have time to get into this in detail, but let me give you three or four things right quick about fear. Number one, I wrote them down there. Fear is just a feeling and it cannot last. Write that down. Fear is just a feeling and it cannot last. You know, whenever you have a feeling, particularly negative ones, you think you're going to feel that way for the rest of your life. When you're depressed, you feel, I'm going to be depressed the rest of my life. No, you're not. When you're afraid, I'm going to be afraid the rest of my life. No, you're not. When you're grieving, I'm going to be in grief the rest of my life. No, you won't. Emotions, by their very nature, cannot and do not last. Whether they're good ones, happiness, does happiness last? No. Does fear last? No. You have to invite it back in the front door over and over and over to keep it going. No emotion lasts. Every single emotion, the good ones and the bad ones, are temporary. So when you're going through that situation, you do not trust in your emotion, because that's not going to be the way you feel tomorrow or in 2 days. Fear is just a feeling. It cannot last. Second thing you need to know is this. Fear is uncomfortable, but it won't kill me. When you are afraid, when you are panicked, you feel like you're going to die. your heart is palpitating and you're sweating and your heads get dizzy and you think, I am going to die. You have been in those fearful situations, but you didn't. Fear is F-E-A-R, false evidence appearing real. That's fear, false evidence appearing real. It's not real. The fear is not real, only Jesus is real. Doesn't matter how you feel, only Jesus is real. So fear is just a feeling, can't last. Fear is uncomfortable. Yeah, it's uncomfortable, but it won't kill you. And here's a third one. Fear grows when I give in to it, but it lessens when I move against it. This is an important stuff that I'm teaching you guys this weekend. Fear grows when I give in to it. Every time you give in to fear and you don't do the thing you fear, the fear gets bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger, and it dominates and keeps pushing you further and back into a closet, into a corner, into a trap. Now, you can't argue your way out of fear. There's only one way to eliminate fear in your life. You move against it. Fear does not respond to reason because it's unreasonable. Fear responds to action. You got to step into the Jordan River and then it parts. You stand there, say, I'm waiting for it to part, then I'll step into the Jordan River. I'm waiting, God. And you're all afraid. You do the thing you fear the most. I've told you this before. Every single major decision at Saddleback Church in 36 years, I was scared to death to do. But I just did it anyway. Why? Because I happen to believe we should base our lives on our commitments, not on our fears. And I'm not going to let fear dominate me. That's called courage, friends. Courage is not the absence of fear. If you're not afraid to do something, you don't need any courage. You're only courageous when you do the thing you're scared to death to do while you're doing it. That's courage. Are you a courageous woman? When was the last time you moved against the fear? You did the thing you feared the most. Are you a courageous man? When was the last time you did the thing you feared the most? I know I need to reconcile with that person. I know I need to go ask forgiveness. I know I need to offer forgiveness. I know I need to tell that person about Christ. Fear grows when I give in to it. It lessens, it dilutes. It's like when you open the door and you realize the boogeyman is a teddy bear. And fear is always worse than the real thing. Because first place, the real thing doesn't last that long. Fear, you can just keep it going by inviting it back into your life. So every time you take a stand for God, you have a victory over fear. That makes you more confident. That makes you more courageous. That makes you more a person of character, like Daniel was. What I encourage you to do is pray like the first Christians prayed. They were in a lot worse situation than we were. In those days, in Roman Empire, it's against the law to be a Christian. You announce you're a Christian, there's a likelihood you're going to be fed to lions in the Colosseum, or you're going to be strung up and hung on a cross on the Appian Way, which they killed thousands and thousands of Christians. So you're taking your life in your hand. And here's what the first Christians prayed, Acts 4:29. Lord, you know the threats people make, so help us as your servants to speak your word without fear. You might want to remember that verse. You might want to write it on a card and put it on your desk at work. Lord, you know the threats people make at work. You know the threats they make. So help us as your servants to speak your word without fear. Standing for God is always a victory over fear. Number two, standing for God builds my faith and character. Faith and character are like a muscle. And the only way you develop a muscle is put it under stress. That's what weight training is all about. That your muscle does not grow by eating bonbons while you're watching, who paid less for the dress or whatever. That's one of my favorite shows. I'm sorry. The only way you're going to build muscle is put pressure on those muscles. Stretch them, stress them, put a little tension on them. That's how you get stronger. And every time you stand for God at work, it builds your character, You become more of a godly man. You become more of a godly woman. And it builds your faith. 2 Timothy 1 verse 8. You must never be ashamed to tell others about our Lord. Are you ashamed to tell others about our Lord?
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the audio broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. If you'd like a copy of today's message or the whole series, just go to PastorRick.com. And while you're there, go ahead and sign up for Pastor Rick's free daily email devotional. And be sure to check out all the other great resources available to you. One of the most powerful ways you can transform your spiritual life is to memorize Scripture. The Bible says in Proverbs 7:2, "Guard my words as your most precious possession. Write them down and also keep them deep within your heart." But how can we get God's Word rooted deeply in our hearts in an effective, long-lasting, and transformative way? Well, there's a lot of great ways, and here's Pastor Rick to tell you about one of them right now.
One of the most powerful ways you can transform your spiritual life is to memorize Scripture. You say, "I can't do that." Oh, yes, you can. The Bible says in Proverbs 7, verse 2, "Guard my words as your most precious possession. Write them down and keep them deep within your heart." To keep them deep in your heart, you have to remember them. That's why I've had my team create a beautiful gold scripture box so you can practice memorizing the verses that we give you and some that you can develop on your own. Now, we've started a collection of 40 verses about hope. These are going to encourage you when you feel down and discouraged. It's a collection of spiritual tools that will help you keep God's word in you so you have it when you need it most. You know, when you're tempted, you rarely have a Bible by your side. And when you're witnessing to somebody who doesn't know Christ, or they're under stress, or they need comfort, or they're in a crisis, there's not usually a Bible hanging around. So you need God's Word in your mind so you can remember it and you can use it when you need it. Now, I had a graphic artist create Bible verse cards with multiple graphic designs and really cool colors, so you're going to enjoy studying these verses. It's not just words on a blank card, but the colors will actually help you remember these Bible verses. And to help you develop the habit of memorizing Scripture, we've included 64 full-color decorated cards with lines that you can practice writing out your favorite verses. So in addition to the 40 verses of hope, you can write down verses that are meaningful to you, that come to you in your quiet time. And I want to encourage you to use these cards to write down the scriptures that you want to put in your mind and to hide in your heart. And then when you need them, the Holy Spirit can bring them back to mind. Now, the Holy Spirit can't bring up something you haven't put in your heart or in your mind. So store them in this beautiful gold box. It's a real pretty box that will make a great conversation piece. And by the way, this is a skill that you can learn. You say, "I can't memorize anything." Oh, yes, you can. Do you remember a phone number? You remember a recipe? You remember a baseball statistic? You remember the words to a song? You remember whatever's important to you. And memory is a muscle that you can strengthen. In fact, studies have shown that if you learn to memorize Scripture, your brain will actually get stronger and you will remember other things better as well. That's right. So study after study have shown that if you teach a child to memorize Scripture, they'll be a better student at school too, because it strengthens your mind right away. Now, imagine this. If you only memorized one verse a week, that's a good thing, okay? One verse a week. In 1 year, you will have memorized 52 verses from the Word of God, and you'll be so much stronger as a believer. Now, my hope is that this tool will help you learn to love God's Word, listen to God's Word, and live God's Word as you share it with others. Now, while you're working on these verses and some of the verses you want to do, my team's actually working on new sets of Bible verses that will be released throughout the year that you can add to your collection. So I hope you'll get this tool. We're doing it for you.
Limited quantities are available, so act now to get your very own vegan leather Verses of Hope Scripture Box. Just go to PastorRick.com or call 800-600-5004. That's PastorRick.com or call 800-600-5004. Be sure to join us next time as we look into God's Word for our daily hope. This program is sponsored by Daily Hope Ministries and your generous financial support.